Shana Tova, everyone.
Shana Tova.
May you be blessed with a happy, a sweet, a joyful year for you, your family, and for all of your dear ones. It's an incredible honor for me to be with you. Temple B'nai Shalom is an absolutely amazing congregation. The last few months, as I've spoken to you and gotten to know folks, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. And as I've said, as long as you don't move from where I met you or change your clothes, I'll remember your name. It's wonderful to be on the Bima with Rabbi Rappaport, who is just amazing. And everything with the school and guiding a interim rabbi, the strings are in the back that get pulled sometimes. And we were together in rabbinic school, and she's a blessing for the congregation. And to be with Cantor Rosalie Boxt, and Cantor Boxt is absolutely incredible. We've known each other from camp, and to have Cantor Boxt is an incredible gift for the congregation. It's great to be on TV. Hi, me. Somebody once said, are you related to Billy Crystal? It only was a concern once when services were at the Skokie Performing Arts Center. I said no, but he'll be here next week. And I bring you greetings from Rabbi Perlin and from Gary, who are celebrating the High Holy Days in California, told it's not raining there. And I also want to welcome the family of all of our staff who are here this evening. I want to welcome all of Rabbi Rappaport's family, her mother, Sadel, her brother, Mark, and her sister-in-law, Doreen. I want to welcome the family of Cantor Boxt, her husband, Jason, Talia and Ariel. One of the girls couldn't be with us this evening because she was sick. Our administrator, Lynn Richmond, her husband Neil is here, and Sharon Kaufman and her mother Amy. It's so wonderful that you're here this evening. A few notes for the High Holidays. There are times when we're standing for quite a long period during the holidays, and if it is difficult for you to stay standing, please don't hesitate to be seated. The concern for one's health overrides the need to stand during the holidays. Also, it's my custom when the congregation rises to say, for those who are able, please rise. But if I don't include all of the words, then the intent is always, for those who are able, please rise. Our service continues now on page 49. With the lighting of the holiday candles. And I'd like to invite Bill and Cindy Aide and Deb Pelaez and who are lighting the candles.
The setting of this evening's sun, united with Jews of every place and time, we proclaim a new year of hope. May the light of the divine shine forth to lead us, to show us the good we must do, the harmony we must create. Let the fire we kindle be for us a warming flame, whose brightness shows us the path of life. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, vitzivanu lahadlik ner shel yom tov. Blessed is the eternal power that inspires us to kindle the light of yom tov. Blessed is the source of light and light. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehechianu, v'kiyamanu, v'higianu, lazman hazeh. Blessed is the eternal power of the universe for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
We continue with Essay 9 on page 51. We read responsibly. In the twilight of the vanishing year, lift up our hearts in thanksgiving.
Our souls are stirred by the memory of joy as the new year begins.
We were sustained by love and kindness, comforted in times of sorrow, found happiness in our homes and gladness with our friends. We lift up our hearts in thanksgiving as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, our spirits rise in grateful song.
But there were dreams that came to naught in times when we refused to dream. These, with much regret, we now remember as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, contrition fills our thoughts.
Some of our days were dark with grief. Many a tear furrowed our cheeks. Alas, for the tender ties that were broken. We look back with sorrow as the new year begins. Yet we look ahead with hope, giving thanks for the daily miracle of renewal, for the promise of good to come. May this Rosh Hashanah, birthday of the world, be our day of rebirth into life and peace, serenity and safety as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, so is hope reborn with us.
Each of our services during the high holidays captures a moment, a theme, a hope, a prayer. Our service this evening begins with the announcement of the new year, and then the section of the Shema and the Tefillah. And after that will be Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu talks about all the many ways that we feel blessings in the world. And so a kavanah, an intention for this evening, as we begin the holy days together, is to think of the many blessings we share. In the seventh month, and the first day of the month, there shall be a sacred assembly, a cessation of work, a day of commemoration proclaimed by the sound of the shofar for those who are able. Please rise.
Tikehu v'chodesh shofar, bakes el yom hageinu, ki chok le'Yisraelu, mishpat le'Elohei Yaakov, mishpat le'Elohei Yaakov.
I'd like to invite our past presidents to the Bima. Cheryl Lipman, David Kleinman, Lynn Sprung, Barry Wallace, Ken Klimp, Donna Courtney, Barbara Lubar, and David Sherrington. And please forgive me if I left anyone out.
Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai Eloheinu v'lohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, shechadesh aleinu v'al kol beit Yisrael, et hashanah hazot, shnat chamishat elefim v'sheva me'ot, shivim v'teisha, v'chayim v'shalom v'sason v'simcha, v'yishua v'nechama, v'nomar amen. Our year is 5,779. We all read together. May this new year, called 5,779, bring to us and the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort. May this year bring us life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort.
Please remain standing. Praise be the eternal our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening.
With wisdom you open heaven's gates.
With understanding you make the ages pass, the seasons alternate. Your will controls the stars as they travel through the sky. Creator of day and night, drawing light away from darkness and darkness from light, you cause the day to pass and bring on the night. The Lord of hosts is your name. O living and eternal God, rule us always to the end of time. Blessed is the Lord, whose word makes evening fall. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we'll meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever.
Day and night we will reflect on them.
May our life
and the length of our days. May your love never depart from our hearts.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God,
who loved your people Israel.
Baruch Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto, Le'olam Vahed.
Please be seated. We read together in Hebrew. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'adecha v'hayu adevarim ha'ele asher anochi nitzavcha hayom al uvavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha v'vetecha Uvrechtecha v'aderech, u'shochbecha uvkumecha, u'tzartam le'ot al yedecha, v'hayu le'todafot meinecha, u'chtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, u'visharecha. Yishalant yitzil v'agetzitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item gidoshim Elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Eloheichem. Together, you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. All this we hold to be true and sure. You alone are a God, there is none else, and we are Israel, your people.
You are our ruler, delivering us from the hand of oppressors,
saving us from the fist of tyrant, doing wonders without number, marvels that pass our understanding. You give us our life, with your help we survive all oppressors.
You did wonders for us in the land of Egypt, miracles and marvels in the land of Pharaoh.
Let your people Israel out forever to serve you.
When your children witnessed your power, they extolled you and gave you thanks. Springly they acclaimed you sovereign. In full of joy, Moses and all Israel sang this song.
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi kamocha nedar b'kodesh, nora teilot asefele. Malchutecha ra'uvanecha, boke hayam lifnei Moshe u'Miriam, zeli. Fada Adonai et Yaakov Ugalom Yachazak Mimenu Baruch Ata Adonai Ga'al Yisrael.
Cause us, O eternal God, to lie down in peace, and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake, be our help.
Shield us from hatred and plague.
Keep us from war and famine and anguish.
Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and our helper, gracious and merciful ruler,
give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. Guard our coming and our going, and now and always we have life and peace. Blessed are you, O Lord, whose shelter of peace is spread over us, over all Israel, and over Jerusalem.
Yitkadal v'yitkadosh me'raba Be'alma divrachirutei v'yamlich malchutei V'chayechon v'yomechon V'chayetuch v'bet Yisrael Ba'gala ba'gala U'vizman ha'ari v'yimeru Amen Yehesh me'raba
Vit ba'ar vit roman vit nase vit hadar vit ale vit halal shmei de kudisha le'lam in kol birchata v'shirata tush mechata v'nechemata tamira be'alma v'imeru
Amen. Please rise. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Velohei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Bahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Haste Avot, Umevi Gula Livene Venehem, Lema'an Shemo Ba'ahava.
Lord, you are our God, even as you were the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of our fathers and mothers, the God of all the ages of Israel.
They are our past as we are their future.
We recall their vision and pray for the strength to keep it alive. Help us, O God and shield, to keep their faith.
O God, shield of Abraham, Sarah's help, all generations be our help, our shield, our God.
Remember us unto life, O Sovereign who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life, O God of life.
Lemancha, lemancha, lemancha Elohim chayim, lemancha.
We read responsively. Love is the thread that binds our lives in a lasting fabric which time shall fray.
Which time shall fray, but only to be rewoven by each generation.
Each generation will lift the fallen to their feet and hold them as they learn to walk.
And as they learn to walk, the sickness of our time will be healed by those who drink deep from ancient wells of truth.
From ancient wells of truth, they will draw strength to keep faith with those who sleep in the dust.
We praise the source of life and power, who has implanted within us immortal yearning. Undying hosts,
Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh u'Kadoshim b'chol yom yahalleluha selah. Please be seated. We continue together at the top of page 65. On this day of remembrance, we pray for awareness. Let love and compassion grow among us, and goodness be our daily care. This day may we find well-being. This day may we discover the eternal strength that abides among us. This day may we be helped to a life that is whole. Amen. Amen. You transcend our deepest thought and elude the keenest eye. Yet all who dwell on earth may find you. Every creature's form proclaims your glory. For all that breathes is one creation, children of a single kingdom. Thus was it written of old, the eternal God of Israel is the King whose dominion extends to all creation.
The kingdom of law is the domain of freedom.
Blessed is the law that sets us free to find gladness and joy.
Praise be the power that makes for freedom,
that blesses the house of Israel and the day of remembrance.
Say Adonai Eloheinu.
where miracles spring up to meet us along the way. We hold you close and give thanks for the morning light, for evening calm. Sun and moon, sea and sky, snow and mist,
city streets and country lanes. What joy to know you, how excellent to touch you.
To live and nothing more would be enough to make us glad, yet morning, noon, and night, a task awaits us.
Lost and hungry to be found and fed, the sick and sad to be healed and cheered, a peaceful world to be built and kept.
Blessed is the gift of life, blessed the source of life and its tasks.
Shalom Rav.
Shalom Rav, a great and quiet peace.
I'm hoping it will be in the same key that I'm about to sing in. We're
so,
hoping for it.
Not only something we pray for in our sanctuary, but something for which we pray in our hearts, in our families, communities, nation, and world. We continue with the singing of a great peace. Shalom Rav.
Shalom Rav Yisrael Amcha Tasim Le'olam. Shalom Rav Yisrael Amcha
We say our prayer of healing, Mishaberach, each week, but it is especially difficult and poignant to be ill or hospitalized at this holy season, a time when we think of family and community. I know we have at least one B'nai Shalom member who is now in the hospital watching us on live stream. Our tradition teaches that during these sacred 10 days, the gates of prayer are open especially wide. We offer our heartfelt prayer that this year will bring healing, good health, comfort, and peace to those in our families, our community, our nation, and our world. Mishaberach is on the back inside cover of your machzor, of your High Holy Day prayer book.
The source of strength.
Continue with our own prayers of self-reflection.
We continue with Avinu Malkeinu on page 69. I'd like to invite Sewell Cowaite and Amy Epstein to come to open the ark. For those who are able, please rise. We read responsively. Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Koleinu. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Our Father, our King, we have sinned against you. Avinu Malkeinu, Chamo Aleinu Va'al Olaleinu V'tapenu. Our Father, our King, have compassion on us and on our children. Avinu Malkeinu, Our Father, our King, make an end to sickness, war, and famine. Avinu Malkeinu, Kle kol sar umastin me'aleinu. Our Father, our King, make an end to all oppression. Avinu Malkeinu, Kotvenu b'sefer chayim tovim. Our Father, our King, inscribe us for blessing in the Book of Life. Avinu Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Our Father, our King, let the new year be a good year for us. Avinu Malkeinu, Harim Karen Yisrael Amecha. Father, our King. Avinu Malkeinu, Honenu Va'anenu, Ki Ein Banu Ma'asim, Asei Imanu, Sadaka V'chesed V'hoshienu.
Please be seated.
You know, it's fascinating being an interim rabbi. You never know what's going to happen next. So when I was in Chester, Connecticut, for some reason, they were a very small congregation. They kept the Shabbat candles in the ark. And for Rosh Hashanah, the custodian put out the candlesticks, but not the candle. So what was an interim rabbi to do? I said, please rise as we take the candles out of the ark. Please be seated. So from what I understand, there's been a power surge. Olivai, you should have been here Friday night for the thunder and lightning special effects. And so we will let the show go on. But you either have a choice of doing that or everybody turning around and watching as they try to hit the right button up there. So if I'm at all distracted, oh, go ahead, everybody turn around and look. Okay, you can turn back now. Okay. For those of you that know me, let me assure you that this is not part of the sermon. Okay, so I'm going to start. We'll start. Unless you want me to tell you some more unusual stories. So we'll do one last story as they're doing that. So it was very interesting being a rabbi in Long Island. 1 year after the sermon, people are concerned about the parking lot. About two-thirds of the congregation got up and left. I said I could either be an optimist or a pessimist. If I was a pessimist, I'd say, oh, my God, what did I say that I offended everybody? But I'm an optimist. So I know they're all going to tell their friends how much they enjoyed the sermon. Wow, this is wild. Okay. It's like five more minutes to stand up or start. Okay, so we'll start. So the year was 1989. And this is a story that involves three very dear friends of mine, Rabbi Deborah Hirsch, Rabbi Bernie Zlotowicz, and Marissa Greenberg. Now, Marissa was 3 years old. She and her family belonged to East End Temple. It's a small synagogue in Manhattan. Rabbi Hirsch was Marissa's very first rabbi. Now, in that era, only three women were senior rabbis in the 110 congregations in the greater New York region. So one day, Marissa and her mother were at Temple. Her mother comes from a very, very distinguished Jewish family. And she loved that Marissa was so connected because of her family's heritage. Marissa's mother said to her, you know, Grandpa Bernie is a rabbi. And Marissa responded with the innocence that only a three-year-old can. I didn't know that men could be rabbis. Okay, actually, that's where the story started. It's an old story, but I tell it well. Okay, maybe not that well. Rabbi Perlin served for 32 years. It's a machaya. All right, so let me start again. So, for those... I'm still on the screen. Hi, me. So anyway, y'all couldn't hear it. Y'all didn't want to hear it because of the noise. But there's this great story about Marissa Greenberg then. She actually lives here a couple miles from the temple. She was 3 years old, and she learned her grandfather was this amazing rabbi. Her mother said, Grandpa Bernie is a rabbi. And she said, at three, I didn't know men could be rabbis. Okay, laugh again just a little bit. Oh. So Rabbi Perlin served for 32 years. And it's very different entering the High Holy Days without Rabbi Perlin on the Bima. You and Rabbi Perlin built this incredible synagogue. She's the rabbi that's been here for generation after generation. Consecration, bar and bat mitzvah, confirmation, weddings, counseling, visiting those who are ill, bereavement, and her true passion for Jewish life. Everything at TBS, commitment to Jewish values, welcoming each person, and dedication to Jewish learning is a tribute to the dreams that you and she built together. And this is a time of transition, saying goodbye when you've had the same leader for 32 years, knowing that there'll be a new rabbi, but not exactly sure how things are going to unfold. And as we start a new year, not only is there change here at TBS, but it makes us conscious of change throughout our lives. For our youngest congregants, they go from preschool to the big school. You ever heard that? I love the big school. For seventh graders, it's the beginning with their families of bar and bat mitzvah as they become spiritual adults. For ninth graders, it's the move to high school. When you were small like me, that was terrifying. And life changes. Wedding, a birth, a divorce, a death, retirement, changes with age. As a synagogue and in our lives, we each respond to change differently. Some of us are excited, it's a great new adventure. For others, it's difficult. Stability and order really center our lives. At this moment, we're like Moses and the Israelites. They left Egypt, traveled for 40 years, and came to a promised land. Tonight, I want to speak with you about the way of transition. We begin the way of transition with the words, live your dreams, live your values. The Torah described the journey. Wherever the people went, there was the presence of God, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. Imagine their security at each step along the way. In their midst, there was the Ark of the Covenant. They carried the symbol of the ideals which would be the basis of Jewish life from then until now. Ideals and dreams are the foundations of TBS. Over the summer, Lynn Sprung and Neil Sider and I had 21 meet and greets. We were at homes of congregants throughout the area. I like to say, I've gotten lost in some of the nicest places in Virginia. We met with over 200 congregants, founding members, sisterhood and brotherhood, interfaith families, support groups, committees, and BSTE, our senior youth group board, and even more. The first question that we asked at each gathering was, how did you come to TBS? What's your TBS story? Conversations were so moving. Now, I've served congregations all around the country, and I can't think of another synagogue where people have the depth of feeling about finding their congregation that they do at TBS. Here are their words. I felt incredibly welcomed when I came to TBS. People greeted me and talked to me from the beginning. Other places, no one spoke to me. TBS, I was at home. I felt accepted. We're an interfaith family. From the rabbis to other members, we felt included. No one judged us. It was an interfaith families group. It was bar mitzvah. It was bat mitzvah. Every bar bat mitzvah is personal. As I say the words, I look right there, where the kids start walking down the aisle. My family and friends couldn't believe it. And when we talked to the Beastie board, our teenagers, their hearts were overflowing as they spoke about standing here on the Bima when Rabbi Perlin talked to them quietly. For others, the rabbis were there to me. Rabbi Perlin spent hours with me and with my family when I needed her. I met Rabbi Mellon, Rabbi Nair, Rabbi Rappaport. Each was amazing. For some, it was services. As soon as I heard the music, TBS was where I wanted to be. The religious school. My kids love coming on Sunday. It wasn't that way when I was growing up. It's the community. Everyone at TBS volunteers. It's where my friends are. Sometimes, literally, it would take over an hour, 10, 15 people, as they told their stories, what brought them to the congregation and what inspired them through the years. The Israelites were led by a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. TBS journeyed too, from homes to our church, Abiding Presence, to Old Ox Road. We didn't have the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. We had the Torah carried by the Levites in a golf bag. On each stop, though, along the way, was carried the values of acceptance, community, devotion to children, and love. The way of transition also means that they're endings. Last spring, as part of an ending, the congregation honored Rabbi Perlin. The tributes to Rabbi Perlin and Gary affirmed all of the years of love that you shared. Now, sometimes transitions, even at happy times, are just a bit bittersweet. Many parents dream of their kids going to summer camp, and particularly if it's a Jewish summer camp. But what if your child who wants to go to camp is the youngest and is only in third grade? That was the scene one January in New York. Young Abby was at Friday night services. She saw a presentation about the URJ Eisner camp. All the big kids went. She was hooked. All weekend, she tried to convince her mother, "Let me go to camp." Finally, late Sunday afternoon, these are the words she shared with her mother. "Mom, I want you to know, if you let me go to camp, you'll be doing what's best for me." I'm still friends with her today. For some, Rabbi Perlin's retirement is a joyous phase in life. For others who are very close, even though she'll be Rabbi Emerita, the transition will take more time. Each of us responds to endings in a different way. We can think of the different changes in our life. A senior's high school is at the top of the world. A circle of friends, leadership at sports teams, activities, the teacher's affirmation. Then all of a sudden, college starts, new classes, feeling lost. Everybody else seems to know each other. In our lives, the challenge of endings in a relationship, the death of a loved one, the changes in our bodies because of age, accident, or illness. Endings are a part of life. In the Torah, when Moses dies, it says, "The Israelites mourned for Moses in the steppes of Moab for 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses came to an end. Joshua was filled with the wisdom of Moses because he laid his hands on him. The Israelites heeded him, doing as the Eternal commanded Moses." Endings are part of life, but we move through endings as we cherish the past, as we take the time that each of us needs, but as we stand on the shoulders of others, as we take that legacy and move to the future. The way of transition means that we become seekers. Does that sound cool? Don't you want to be a seeker? It's better than the words I started with. I told this to some of the meet and greets during the course of the 20. So I was speaking last spring at a congregation in Hollywood. Their rabbi was retiring after 30 years. And I'm thinking to myself, big synagogue in Hollywood. Wow, I've made it. So I figured, lavish images. I'm going to speak a language they can understand. So I made a PowerPoint. I love PowerPoints. And there was one side with a Tesla, a Corvette, a Harley, and a Cadillac SUV. American cars limited their options. I said, imagine you drove one car for the last 30 years, and now look at all the choices. I said, you've had the same rabbi for the last 30 years. Which car would your rabbi be? They said, our rabbi drives a Prius. I said, so much for Hollywood. There I go. So when Rabbi Rappaport and Rabbi Pearl and I were ordained, the options were very limited. Services were the same in every synagogue. And nobody talked about spirituality. All rabbis wore robes. It was only like small, medium, or large. So today, rabbis do Torah and sermons and counseling. But oh, is there so much more? There's Jewish mysticism, meditation, Twitter, visual tefillah, a more sophisticated way of inclusion, interfaith families, including people with disability, the LGBTQ community, there's sacred aging, synagogue community organizing, and Torah yoga. Yes, I did Torah yoga for 4 days. It wasn't pretty. The experience of moving from the familiar to an open future occurs throughout our lives. Today, teenagers think of the myriad of choices that they have. And in our lives, we begin our education, we get a skill set, but man, how life can change. In a year, you could be at a new job that you had no dream of just a few months ago. At times, we're all seekers. The Torah in the book of Numbers has this amazing section. It talks about the travels of the Israelites to the promised land. In one Torah scroll I saw, it lists them out in order. And it says, they traveled from one place and they rested. They traveled and they rested. They traveled and they rested for all 40 stops on their journey. But each place they went, they saw a little bit about the next future. Seekers ask, who have we been? Who are we now? What are our dreams for the future? Community is the next practice of transition. We support each other. You know, at family services this summer, I always like asking kids questions. And so the question I asked was, what was something nice that you can do for somebody else? And that evening, it was incredible that all of the responses were around the same theme, about making a person feel welcome. One child said, sit with them on the bus. Another said, let them eat lunch with you. Another said, play with them at resource. It's hard being the new kid, but our children, the values you taught them are so beautiful. Be a friend. Reaching out helps our transition. You know, I think of two experiences. Again, first week of college, those with you sending off kids, their parties, their activities, or even classes. But you can think back to that kind of electric bond you had with a roommate or someone on your floor when you would go off together to find an activity. That moment, you felt secure as you explored the unknown. You know, as I was thinking about this, also what came to mind is the image when I would visit friends in the hospital as a rabbi seeing people. And the experience in the hospital was one of loneliness. But it's so very moving when a friend comes in from far away to visit to see a parent, a relative. You know, I think of 4 years ago when my mom was in rehab. You know, she's fine now. But the days that my cousins would come in and see her, man, she would talk about that afterwards for weeks. When a spouse sits with a husband or wife, when a friend comes to be with them, that is what the caring is all about. The way of transition is a way of community. At TBS, we're in this place of discovery over the next 2 years. And we're working to reach out to everyone. There's a transition committee. Haven't worked at other temples with a transition committee like this. Their activity is to affirm our bonds of community. If you have questions, talk to the leaders of the temple, anybody with the name badge. Talk to our staff, talk to Rabbi Rappaport, talk to me. You know, if things maybe fall through the cracks, call us again. Because it's all about sharing an adventure together. So finally, when synagogues are in the process of change, when they look to the future, they ask the big question. If a congregation wasn't here tomorrow, what would be the impact on the community? Would anybody know that they were gone? It's a great question, right? Where does it come from? So let me tell you, I was in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. It's not the name of the city, but it sounds like a city. I was traveling from one interim congregation to another late June. And there in the middle of Indiana, I had a choice. There were 11 TV channels, four of them were evangelical stations. So I happened to come on to a pastor that talked about how his congregation grew from 20 to over 2,000 people. And he said the question I asked was, what can we offer the entire community so that if we weren't there tomorrow, people would notice? You know, at KM Isaiah Israel in Chicago, it's a unique congregation because the entire Jewish community moved north, and they're the synagogue that stayed, where it's a largely African-American community. If they weren't there, you would know that they were gone. I believe that every person in every congregation has a gift to bring to the world. And TBS is about incredible gifts. You know, it's a school where you all are the teachers. It doesn't happen other places. Where bar and bat mitzvah, where post-confirmation, where people love to come, where there are values that shape their lives, where virtually everybody continues. It's a spirit where people feel welcome and accepted. You know, in a world where people don't volunteer, TBS is all about volunteers. All of you that made everything happen. And I have never seen another place where on a Friday night, everything is set up for a family dinner, and all of the families not only serve, but clean up and then reset the room for Friday night services. What an amazing thing. There's a commitment to caring here with Mitzvah Day and the crop walk and so much more. It's a place where everyone feels at home. Just look at the tapestries. Look around you at the people. Look at what TBS is. And so as we look to the future, for ourselves or people at any time, I ask, what will we share with the world as we look for 5, 10, or 20 years? As TBS has shared incredible gifts and is a model, what will the new adventures be? What is it that will bring joy, that will excite us, that will open our hearts and our souls so that we feel the divine energy of the world? In 5779, may we be blessed. May we be blessed with the wonders of our community. May we be blessed going out and coming in again. May we be blessed as seekers who walk together on our life journey. May we be blessed as we care for one another. May we be blessed as we share our gifts with the world. Shana Tova. We continue with the Kiddush, and also our hazing tradition continues, and I know someone will be dashing in any second with a cup full of wine or grape juice.
We can bench and not drink. We can do that.
So there is a debate in the Talmud about whether or not you can make kiddush over beer. The answer is yes. And even if you don't have anything else, you can make kiddush over water.
It's a nice long kiddush. I can sing it a little more slowly too.
Yeah.
I'll do it in slow motion for everybody. Right, we're going to do it? Okay.
Well, first, I'd like to invite up Steve Miller and the security team, and they'll be joining us for kiddush this evening. And I'm so moved as I come in and as I see you all taking care of the security and our building, knowing that you have candy that's always there in the office for you, which sometimes the rabbi eats during the week. You know, very often people like the things that are surprises because they just want to see how I'll react.
Yep.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar banu mikol ha'am, v'romamanu mikol lashon, v'kidshanu b'mitzvotav. Bati ten lanu Adonai Eloheinu be'ahava et yom hazikaron hazeh yom teruah mikra kodesh zecher letziat mitzrayim kivanu v'charta ve'otanu kidashta mikol ha'amim udvarcha emet v'kayam la'ad baruch ata Adonai Melech kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehechayanu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh.
Someone needs to drink.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite Neil Seiden, our president, to come up for announcements.
Start of our 5779 high holidays. Thank you. I apologize for the disruption we had. I've conferred with our treasurer, Jim Sprung, and we've decided the following. First of all, there'll be no extra charge for the entertainment this evening. Secondly, for those who moved from economy TBS seating to business class, no upcharge for that either. My wife leaned over to me after I took my seat, and she said, I bet the rest of the past presidents are saying, I'm glad it's not me. She's right. We hopefully won't have that repeat. Planning the high holidays requires many weeks of preparation and work. Thank you to all who helped create and support these wonderful, sacred services as we join Jews worldwide celebrating our new year. If you helped in any way plan, support our high holidays, please rise. Stand up. And I think some of you probably aren't standing. Thank you. Thank you. I also and especially want to recognize and thank Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, Cantor Box, and Dr. Sue Cohen for making these high holidays special, for inspiring and leading us in worship and song. Lynn Richmond, our staff and the High Holy Day Committee and parking team who tended to every detail from tickets to parking, from setup to cleanup. The officers and board of directors who work in so many ways to make the High Holidays happen and who, over the holidays, are your greeters and ushers. During these High Holy Days, please thank our rabbis, staff, and volunteers. Before I proceed, a few quick announcements. First, Kenner Box will provide music at the Shabbat worship service on Friday, September 14th, and will also deliver the sermon. You knew that, right?
Yes. Sure.
Rabbi Rappaport will lead a Tashlik service at Burke Lake Park at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, a chance to toss your sins into Burke Lake. And if you parked at the church, please ensure you use the shuttle bus to return, and please drive carefully while on church property tonight, Monday, and on Yom Kippur. During these high holidays, I will speak briefly about three themes: transition, engagement involvement, and support of TBS. Tonight, Rabbi Crystal spoke about transition, and I'll continue on that theme for a moment, just a few moments. The emotions that Rosh Hashanah sparks also apply to our TBS community. It's a time of new beginnings as we transition from our founding rabbi to an interim senior rabbi, and again to the next as yet unknown senior rabbi. We are grateful for Rabbi Crystal's helping guiding us through transition, and equally grateful for Rabbi Rappaport's work keeping us grounded in TBS traditions and the values we love. We reflect, looking back, and realize how we have grown and changed over the last 32 years. And we look forward and thinking of the rabbi we will together select to lead us to a future TBS as we continue to evolve and transform as a reformed Jewish community. Where are we in our transition journey? We are finishing our second phase of transition meet and greets that Rabbi Crystal spoke about. The first phase was a farewell to Rabbi Perlin. We have met with over 200 congregants and discovered and reaffirmed what members find special and value about TBS. Many members express their views of TBS as a safe place where relationships are created and matter, that TBS is a caring community, and that life cycle events, especially B'nai Mitzvahs, are more special here than anywhere else that members have experienced them. Over the next 2 months, we'll report even more details than you heard about on the meet and greet findings. We soon enter the third phase we call self-study, where you, the congregation, will have an opportunity to express and learn what characteristics are most important as we seek to fill the position of the next senior rabbi. Your voice, every voice, is important. We can only be sure to get what the congregation wants when you participate. As we start Rosh Hashanah, we face 5779 together with eager anticipation and much work ahead, and we will continue to pursue all of our activities framed by Jewish values while we continue to evolve and change. As we start Rosh Hashanah, the birthday of the world, I think of Albert Einstein's words, quote, "I want to know how God created the world. I am not interested in this or that phenomenon, in the spectrum of this or that element. I want to know God's thoughts. The rest are details," end quote. For all of us, may 5779 be a year filled with health, peace, and hope as we continue our transition and work towards our TBS future. And may you embrace the opportunities to perform mitzvot, tikkun olam, and create peace in your world so you too can know God's thoughts. Shana Tova.
We continue on page 72 with the Aleinu. I'd like to invite Lynn and Neil Richmond and Nancy and Danny Bishop to come to the Open the Ark. For those who are able, please rise. This version of the Aleinu substitutes at the end. The last three lines are different than normal.
Shabbat shalom.
Please remain standing as we prepare for the mourner's kaddish. The light of life is a finite flame. Like a candle, life is kindled. It burns, it glows, it is radiant with warmth and beauty. But soon it fades. Its substance is consumed and it is no more. In light we see light. In light we are seen. The flames dance and our lives are full. But as night follows day, the candle of our life burns down and gutters. There's an end to the flames we see no more and are no more seen. Yet we do not despair, for more than a memory slowly fading into the darkness, with our lives we give life. Something of us can never die. We move in the eternal cycle of darkness and death, of light and life. Remembering our dear ones, remembering those who have no one to remember them, those who have lost their lives to violence of the world, in disasters, and in the defense of freedom, we say the words of the Kaddish. Yit gadal,
yit kadash shemei rabah, v'alma divrach rute, v'am lich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yomechon, v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kari v'yirmu, amen. Yehesh Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Omei Omaya Yitbarach Yishtabach Yitpa'ar Yitramam Yitnase Yitadar Yitpalev Yitkalal Shmei Kusha Rifu Le'elam Inko Birchata Vashirata Tushbachata Nechemata Tamekam Ya'ala V'yemru Amen Yehesh Lama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chayim aleinu v'yakol Yisrael, v'yirmu amen. Oseh shalom b'mromav, uya aseh shalom, aleinu v'yakol Yisrael, v'yirmu amen.
V'yirmu, v'yirmu, v'yirmu
Please be seated. Our closing song is Adon Olam, page 75.
Adon Olam Asher Malach
for the benediction.
Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha.
May God bless you and keep you.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha.
May God's light shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you.
Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yesem lecha shalom.
May God's Spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom. Shana tova.
Shana tova.
Shana tova.